Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 26th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Perek Chavav, Mishnah Tes. So, or Shehu Tamei Medrash. If you have a piece of leather that's Tamei Tumas Medrash, V'chishav L'Lertzos L'Sandalin, and you decide that you're going to take this piece of leather and you're going to make shoe straps and shoes out of it, Kivin Shenasan Ba'Esi Ismal Tahar. As soon as you start cutting it, it's Tahar. Div Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, because a little bit of cut ready changes the entire nature of the item. You need to cut it to a point where there's less than 5 by 5 tefachim of it left, and then it will lose the tumas medrash status. But up until that point, it will not lose the tumas medrash status. Rav Lazar Tzaddik Omer, afha osa mit pachas min ha'or tmeya. Even if you make a napkin by cutting out a piece of the leather mat, the napkin is going to become tamei, because the napkin is very similar to a mat, so it still has that tumas medrash. Minakesis tahora, but if you cut it from a mattress and you cut out a napkin, then it's going to be tahor, because it's not at all similar to a mattress. A mattress has cushioning in it, and a napkin does not, and therefore it will lose the tumas medrash status that it had when it was a mattress. Now moving on to the 27th parak of Maseches Kelim. So we're going to be talking about begadim now. So we're going to talk about habegad mitame mishum chamisha shemos. Cloth can become tame in 5 ways: hasak mishum arba'a, ha'or mishum shlosha, ha'et mishum shnayim, o klecheres mishum echad. Sack, which is sackcloth, begad can become tame in 5 ways. Sackcloth can become tame in 4 ways. Leather can become tame in 3 ways. Wood can become tamei in 2 ways, and cheres can become tamei in 1 way. So we go with the easiest one first. Klei cheres mitamei mishum klei kibul. A klei cheres can become tamei if it has a base kibul. Kol shein lo toch b'klei cheres ein lo acharayim. And if there's no toch, there's no inside of it, then there's no outside either. Meaning, if it doesn't have a base kibul, it can't become tamei, period. A flat piece of cheres cannot become tamei. Now we move on, second category. Mosafel of ha'eitz shum mitamei mishum moshav. Eitz can only become tamei when it has a base kibul if it's a seat. It can become tamei as a seat, so it can become tamei tumas moshav. V'chein tavla she'ein lo lizbeis, and if you have a tray that has no rim around it, so it's not a base kibul, but kli eitz tameya. If it's a kli eitz, it can become tamei. Or b'kli cheres tahora, but if it were a kli cheres, it would be tahora. Mosav alav ha'or shehu mitamei mishum olim, or leather can become tamei in more ways than wood can, because it would become tamei as a as an ohel over a mace. Most of love hasak shumatam mishum orik. Sackcloth can become tamei. It could become tamei as that which is woven. Most of love habegad shumatam mishum shalosh shalosh. And begad can become tamei if it's 3 etzbaos by 3 etzbaos. It's large enough to be able to be mekabel tumah. We're going to elaborate on these things, I presume. So the last mishnah in the 26th parak had said that if you have leather that was tamei tumas medrash, and you even just had a machshava to turn it into straps or sandals, and you just started cutting it, so Rabbi Yehuda says that it loses its tumas medrash status, and the Chacham say no, it needs to be less than 5 by 5 tefachim. And Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik said that if you make a napkin out of a piece of leather that was tamei medrash, it retains the tumah, but if you make it out of a leather mattress, it does not retain the tumah. And then in Perachav Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, we identified 5 different types of textiles, and which ones are, and the types of tumah that each one can have. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perachav Zayin, Mishnah Beis.